children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled. The book, Children of Abraham, all prophecies are fulfilled, explains the promises God gave to Abraham. God gave promises for both of Abraham's children. They were Ishmael and Isaac. He fulfilled these promises and other prophecies. So God gave promises and fulfilled them. Therefore, God certainly exists. Furthermore, with these teachings, God brings a greater truth to humanity and unifies them. Preface. As it is described in the book, The Base, as the base of our teachings, creation started billions of years ago and gradually has been perfected through numerous stages and changes until man was created. Then, through many different evolutionary steps, again man became more and more under the control of God. Then, around 12,000 years ago, with another evolutionary step, symbolized by the flood of Noah, new man, as we know him today, was evolved. This evolutionary process was completed around 6,000 years ago. Through many lifetimes, and also from those who had already reached higher consciousness even before the flood of Noah, such as Enoch, a group of humans were chosen as the elected people to set an example for others and also to guide humanity to the true path of reaching pure consciousness. He who was chosen as the first of such a people and became their father was Abraham. God chose Abraham because he was a great spiritual personality and one who longed to preserve the laws of God. Read the holiest book, Holies 1 and Holiest 2. This book is about the promises given to Abraham, and how all of them are fulfilled. Also, it is about the fulfillment of many prophecies in this same period of time. Furthermore, it will explain some prophecies have not been fulfilled yet, but will be soon to come. At the end, it will be mentioned how the kingdom of God on earth will be established and His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. However, before starting the book, there are two points which should be kept in mind and never lost sight of throughout the entire book. First, we have to remember four things. The law of karma, that each action has a reaction and the doer should bear the result of his actions. The law of reincarnation, that man will be reincarnated again and again until he reaches perfection. The ability of God to forgive, through His grace, the sins, bad karma, whenever He desires. That is, when a person learns the lessons of an experience and follows the laws of God, his sins will be forgiven, because all this creation was made to give men different experiences in different levels of evolution. When the experience and the lesson are gained, there is no reason that he should suffer more. So God forgives he who understands and walks with him. And lastly, the ability of God to put a person in situations that are necessary for him to gain some experiences or lessons, or to perform a duty even without sin and without having done any bad karma, bad actions. Remembrance of these four points will keep us aware that when we talk about a special race or people or their ancestry, it is not a description of generations as a superior or inferior race. As described by the four laws or points above, these people have been reincarnated in that situation because of their past deeds or for fulfilling the purposes that God was trying to bring about. So this will help the reader to stay away from prejudice and narrowness of the mind. The second point is to remember that this book is written only to show another sign of God's actions to fulfill His plan of bringing man to his senses, showing how He works and fulfilling his promises even when humans fail to understand his works. So this book is written to enhance and increase the faith of those who try to know the truth and realities behind our teachings. But the base of our teachings is what is revealed through the holiest book, the essence, the base, and revelation of the revelation. This book also will help the student of the Bible to understand the Bible more completely when he keeps in mind why all things in the Bible had happened so that the things described in this book are fulfilled. Some truth in this book was realized through some other people also. But this book is more complete than any other explanation of the plan of the Lord for humanity, because others only had realized a part of the truth by narrowing themselves into explaining these things only from the view of one religion. When man wants to describe God's plan or any great idea for humanity in narrow ways, then the trouble starts and he has no choice but to err. However, with expansion of the mind and understanding the laws of God for the whole universe, universalism, man can solve many problems in the world only by knowing Him. Amen.